Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be, is a blessing, it's so amazing, and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Purpose, everything will feel gorgeous.
A sitting prick is what I have. It's more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hello, this is Cynthia Fontaine. Welcome to Transforming Your Life. Oh, I'm so happy to be here today, and I'm so happy everyone that is joining me. Oh, hold on, my alarm's telling me I'm going on the air. It's a little bit late. I hope that you can hear me all right. I'm trying something a little bit new. So good day, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all those in the chat room, all those listening. I know we have listeners from all around the world, so you're all in different time zones. So if you can just let me know in the chat room how if you can hear me okay, that would be fabulous. So how's your day? How is your Sunday? Happy Sunday. Let's see if you're in Australia. Is it already Monday? No, I think it's still Sunday there. Let's see, 14 hours ahead. Yes, it's Monday there. It's actually the middle of the night. So probably you won't be listening, but you may listen to the replay. I know so many of you are unable to listen live, but you do catch the replays because week after week, I see the numbers of people who have listened to the show or listening to the replays go up and up every single week. So I want to thank you all for taking time out of your life to listen to my radio show. And it's not really my radio show. You know, I really feel like this is our radio show because this is a community. And I hope that you all feel that way, that, you know, it is a community. And, you know, I hope that's the feeling that you get from being here. I know so many in the chat room have a great community together, and you're really getting to know one another, and it's really wonderful. I really do enjoy that, and I like to see how the relationships are forming and are just really evolving. It's really, really wonderful. I'm just typing in the chat room to make sure that you can hear me okay. And anyway, so take a deep breath. I know I'm a little bit rushed this morning because if you've listened to my show before, you know I am not a morning person. I am a total night owl. So last night I had to go to bed early. And early for me is anything before 1 a.m. So I had to make myself go to bed early. And anyway, so I did that for you guys because I love you so much. All right, so let's just do a little housekeeping right up front. If you when I'm off Blog Talk Radio, you can find me on Facebook, CynthiaFontaine.intuitive. The best thing to do is actually go right to my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. And from there, you can find my Facebook page, my Twitter page, and et cetera. And I think I'm having trouble in the chat room. I'm not sure if that is working all right. So, because I have some funny symbols here that I never had before. So I hope that that's working okay. And I have a question mark here and I don't know what it means. It's not giving me any information. So I hope that, you know, you guys are getting me okay and that you're in the chat room okay and everything. So if you would like to call into the show today, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. Again, 818-691-7313. So we're going to talk about meditation today. And you know, I talk a lot about meditation, but I want to talk about a little bit more. Okay, I'm just checking Facebook page here, and problems again. There was a ringing sound. Okay, I am going to try something different here and hope that helps. Give me 1 second here. Sorry for these technical difficulties. You know, I feel so bad when these technical difficulties happen. However, I'm so relieved in a sense because just recently a very big radio show who has lots of technical support and technical assistance, and they have their whole own everything, had a great deal of technical difficulties, and I thought, oh, and here I am, just little old me. I'm so glad that, you know, I'm not alone in this. So I do appreciate you guys and your patience in technical problems or anything that we have. So, oh, pardon me. So if you can look, just let me know on the Facebook page. Again, if you're able to get back on and let me know how you can hear me now. I hope the ringing sound has stopped, and hopefully that will work out. Oh, so disappointing when this happens. I know, I've been having a lot of technical difficulties on Blog Talk the last couple of weeks, and I do hope that they get it sorted out. I don't have any control over technical issues as far as the broadcast itself, you know, whether I lose you or not, because my signal is really good, so the problem is coming from Blog Talk, I believe, so I really hope they get that resolved soon, and I'm going to definitely get in touch with customer service to hopefully get this resolved. So I hope that you're able to get back in, anybody who lost us there. And, okay, so this isn't very meditative, is it? Well, and, you know, but this actually is a great example of how meditation can help you. Meditation is, it's people tend to think it's very complicated. So many people think that they can't meditate because they can't long enough with no thoughts in their mind. And meditation isn't about erasing your mind and removing all the thoughts. What it is about is acknowledging, well, I shouldn't say what it is about, but how the best way to go about it is by acknowledging those thoughts that come into your mind and just allow them to pass just by acknowledging them. Say, for example, you're going to meditate and you're sitting in a quiet space, and then all of a sudden you're thinking about, oh, I have to do the dishes, or the cat needs to be fed, or, oh my gosh, I looked in the mirror before I came and sat down and my hair is a mess. How can I meditate? My hair looks like a disaster. So these are some of the crazy things that enter our minds when we go to meditate because we're resistant. And when, especially when you're starting something new or a new practice, there always is an amount of resistance until it becomes a habit. And how do you make something a habit? Well, you make a commitment to do it. That's step one. Now, of course, you can make commitments from now until the new year and never follow through with them. If you just say, okay, I'm committed to meditating for 5 minutes every morning before I get up, and then the next morning comes and goes, and you say, I'm committed to meditating every day for 5 minutes before I get up, and then the next morning, and then the next morning, and the next thing you know, it's, you know, December, and you haven't meditated yet. Okay, so you want to make the commitment to do this practice, and again, people often have the misconception that you need this big amount of time to meditate. And it's really not necessary. You know, of course, you can have more opportunity when you do a longer period of sitting, of having a clear mind, to gain new information and new knowledge. So what is meditation really for or really about? You know, when we pray, we're offering prayers up to the heavens, up to God, up to Creator, you know, whatever you call your higher power. When it comes down to it at the end of the day, it's all the same energy. It's just that we resonate with a different word or maybe a slightly different concept, you know, but at the end of the day, it's all the same. It's really all the same. We're all connected on this massive web, including being connected to the Creator, however you that represents to you and whatever name you choose to use. We can all connect and tap into that vibration and that energy. So meditation is about connecting in to that vibration and being open to receiving and listening. Take a deep breath. That's the difference between prayer and meditation. When you pray, you are sending your requests up and out to, you know, the heavens. Well, I'm not going to say the heavens because I'm comfortable saying that. And I think, you know, most people, with whatever your concept or belief is, you think that our whatever your higher power is up there somewhere. It's actually all around us. It's all around us every day. And when we look at the flowers, when we look at the trees, when we look at another person and look into their eyes and see their soul, that's where that God light is. We all have a connection to the divine. Every single living thing, human being, plant, and so forth. Now, not everyone in this world, as we all know, you may be sitting there going, well, what about all the people that are bad? Not every human on this planet is in touch with that divine light. That's the difference. What meditation gives you is the opportunity to get in touch with the divine light and receiving that divinity. So breathe that all in. That's what meditation gives you. It's not so much that, you know, you're going to have an apparition appear before you when you're meditating with some grand message that gives you, your soul purpose or something. Now, things like that have happened to people. And if that happens to you, well, good on you. That's a fabulous thing. That's an Australian term. I have lots of friends in Australia, and I tend to pick up these little isms, these little, you know, sayings or whatever. So good on you if that happens for you. It's a blessing. It's a wonderful thing. It's really a wonderful thing. So remember that if you're feeling anxious about meditating, you're saying, oh, it's not working, I'm not seeing anything. The goal is not to see something or have this amazing experience. It's more to become centered, to know that we're all connected and that you have the ability to connect into something bigger than you. What meditation brings you is a sense of peace. When you're going through difficult times, whether it's a health challenge, whether it's a financial problem, we all have things in our lives that we that are uncomfortable. That's just human nature. It's part of being in the or on the earth and being in this human existence. So it's how you are able to deal with those things is what makes a difference for you in your daily life and the quality of your life. I'm just checking the chat room quickly here. It looks like we have, Sandy is back in the chat room. We got the chat room up and live. So again, if you'd like to call in today, if you have any questions about meditation or type of spiritual questions, if you're looking for guidance, the call-in number is 818-691-7313. So I do like to touch a little bit on astrology. Those of you who listen, you know that I do that pretty much every week after week. And I do want to touch a bit on that today. We are going to run through a meditation process. So keep in mind that the last 2 months, we've really gone through this sort of pressure cooker. And if you have felt very anxious, if you have been feeling like you've been stuck and not being able to move forward, you have an opportunity. We all have an opportunity now of a fresh of breath air. Mars has been retrograde, which means, they say that it travels backwards. It looks like it's traveling backwards, but that doesn't actually travel backwards. But if something is moving forward, it's moving forward. And of course, this is an easy analogy. So if something is moving backwards, you know, it's going backwards. And we all know what that means. So if a planet is moving backwards, that means that energy is, we'll say, being taken away or it's shifted. It's like in the tarot cards when you have a card that's reversed. So then it becomes an opponent rather than a helper. But you can take that challenger, that opponent then, and take that information and turn it into being a helper for you. So Mars has been retrograde since March 2nd, over 2 months, and it is finally going direct today. And direct means that it is now in forward motion again. So if you've been feeling like you've been stuck, not been able to move, now is a time where you're going to see that things are going to move and things can move fast, and it's a time to really step into action. You know, I talked about this month, in the middle of this month, being a really good time to put things that you've been thinking about manifesting or doing into action. And today is the day you have the green light. So if there's anything that you've been thinking about starting or working on, now is the time to get forward and do that. The past 2 months was really about reflecting on your inner self. And you may have been experiencing healing crisis during this time, hypersensitivity. And, you know, so know you're not alone. This has been going on for everyone. We're going into this big cycle of change right now. It's the end of a 51-year cycle. And it's all about letting go of our ego and how we've known things and being separate and individual, because that has really sort of been a big focus for so many people the last 51 years, to now coming into acceptance and unconditional love of self-acceptance of yourself, self-love, and also of others, even in their differences, whatever their differences may be. Embrace now your masculine and your feminine, because we all have aspects of the masculine and feminine within us, no matter what our physical representation or outward appearance is. Now we have the opportunity to balance these unions of the masculine and feminine within us and bring forth that we can possibly be. Because, you know, like on the scale, if you have one thing that weighs more than the other, of course the scales are tipped and unbalanced. This is a beautiful time where now we really have an opportunity if we can take our deep inner self, look at our deep desires and who we really want to be, bring those things forward in balance in the masculine and feminine. This is really a fabulous time to become in harmony with yourself and also with others. Be in awareness that you are an individual, yet you are also part of a community within yourself, and that's, again, bringing the masculine and the feminine parts of you together, and being in an outside community, that whether that's family, friends, you live in a neighborhood or a city, you know, what is your community, and what are you giving to your community? Are you listening to your community? And are you bringing your best self forward? Listening to those who you're in relationship with, those who are outside of yourself, whether it's your partner or your children or your parents or your neighbors. Listening to Mother Earth, listening to yourself, your inner yearnings. If you can listen deeply and listen for the truth, you now have an opportunity of letting go all the old stuff and the old way we've known of doing things and all the old baggage and perhaps dysfunctional behaviors, also any addictions and things like that. This is your opportunity now to move forward and release those things. Know your inner truth and what it is. Choose what's valuable for you and leave the rest behind. Know that we've been going through this incredible testing ground, and however you want to look at it, whether it's scientific testing and you have a dome on your head and you have all these electrical circuits being tested in your brain, or if you feel like you're if you juice and you put all your vegetables in your juicer, well, where are those vegetables that are gone through this juicer, this period where we've gotten beat up and ground up and spit out? And now what do you have as a finished product? A delicious, healthy, nutritious juice. And that's where we're coming out on the other side. That being said, only if you have chosen to bring out your deep inner truth, only if you're chosen to find meaning in yourself, in your community, in your relationship, because there's always a shadow side to everything. Many people at this time have chosen to ignore their deep inner truths, their inner callings, what passionate about. And they've had these inner struggles and battles going on. Who are they loyal to? Are they being loyal to themselves? Are you being loyal to others? These are all struggles that so many people have been going through. So if you've chosen to repress those feelings, if you've chosen to be on the darker side, and if you're listening to this show, I know you haven't, but I know that you know people who have, who are choosing that. You know, my partner, for example, is going through a very difficult time with his ex-wife. And, some people choose to sort of stay in the same place on an emotional level that they've been in and even regress or repress. This leads to all kinds of destructive behaviors. It can, lead to lying, stealing, cheating. It can even lead people to murder others. It can also lead to neurosis or psychosis. And, it's a choice. It's a choice. Of course, there is mental illness, which, you don't have a choice or control over. And you really need, medical assistance for that. That being said, if you don't have a verified medical illness or psychosis, then it's really important to go within and look within and say, what am I choosing? That gives you a couple of things. It gives you power by saying, what am I choosing? And this can apply to every single area of your life. When it comes to food, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to spending money, you can ask this question for everything that you are thinking about doing or purchasing putting in your mouth. What am I choosing in this moment? Am I choosing to eat this candy bar? And if I am choosing that, why am I choosing it? Two really important questions. It's okay to choose it if you really want that candy bar and you're going to enjoy every bite of it. That's okay. Make it a choice and give yourself the power to choose that. By making it okay, that candy bar is not going to go straight to your hips. Now, of course, if you eat 10 candy bars, well, that's a different story. It may go right to your hips, and it probably will. Okay, so it's just a little lightening up here. So what are you choosing? And when, again, ask yourself, am I choosing this? Or are you just stuffing that candy bar in your mouth without even thinking about it? Because then you're not even consciously aware or consciously making the choice of eating that candy bar. And you're disempowering yourself. So when you get in the habit of listening to that inner ding, as Louise Hay calls it, that inner knowing, you're going to choose what things that are better for you. And sometimes that candy bar may be just what you need, but choose it with a conscious mind, with a conscious choice, and ask yourself, why am I eating this or why am I choosing this? And if you're choosing it because you're upset, you've had a fight with your spouse, you have gained weight, you don't have enough money to pay the bills, then that's a conscious choice too. But is that really why is that candy bar going to help you with any of those things? No. It's going to make you feel better for a little while because it's going to raise your feel-good hormone. But there are lots of other ways you can do that that are much more healthy. So think about that. Give yourself the opportunity to empower yourself. Because when we empower ourselves, it gives us the chance to make better choices for ourselves. It gives us the chance to be better people in our community. And it gives the opportunity for those around you to change. Now, it's not your job to change anyone. And it's not your job to, you know, make someone say subscribe to any particular belief or change or anything. You know, oftentimes when people learn something new, for example, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a good example. I'll use an example. I have a cousin who changed religions, and shortly after she changed religions, because a few years, she didn't admit she changed religions. And so she hid the fact that it was a different religion. And it still falls under the same Christian whatever. It's all fine. Because, again, if you believe in the basic things that every religion teaches, and I mean the real core things, it's all the same. But when you get into the other stuff that's been piled on, then it gets sticky. So anyway, her solution to every problem, or to what she felt in my life was problem, for example, getting a good man, because I was single for a long time. I was married to an alcoholic for 12 years, and that was a very difficult relationship. Would I change it? No, I wouldn't, because it brought me to where I'm at today, and it's given me an opportunity to learn to do something different with my life and understand that I didn't have to follow these family patterns for my whole life. These patterns that my family members, many of them, have all subscribed to. So, but once my cousin came out of the closet about her religion, now all of a sudden, her religious beliefs, she tried to make them become all of our beliefs, and that her way was the only way. And if you didn't believe that way, then you're going to go to hell. Well, I don't believe in hell, and that's okay if you do. What I believe is when you come down, as so many religious texts say, I believe this is where you come to, and you make it heaven or hell. Now, are there people who walk this earth who are, you may say, evil or have the devil in them? Well, I don't believe in the devil either. I do believe that people make choices that aren't always of the light. So, but my cousin's whole thing was that if I went to church, but it had to be this particular church and religion, then I would find a good man. Well, first of all, I wasn't interested in finding a man then. And I don't believe that one particular person is going to straighten out your whole life. I think you're responsible for that, not somebody else. We all have to be responsible for ourselves. You know, if you choose to make somebody else responsible for making your life good, then you've sort of lost the point. So anyway, the whole point is, don't if you get on to something new, even if it's listening to me, it's great to share what really inspires you. Just don't try to jam it down people's throats. And I don't know why I got on that tangent, but anyway. So, okay, I'm done with that tangent now. I do want to say, oh, let's see, of course, I want to say a quick hello to the new people on Facebook, but I wasn't on that page. Okay, here we go. I want to say hello to Michelle and Lori, new friends on Facebook. And I did have a whole bunch of other new people friend me on Facebook on my private page, but I don't. I have too many people to go through the list. I'm sorry. I love you all. If you have recently friended me on Facebook, thank you. But I can't pull up that information right now. Okay, so let's go back to meditation. So I'd like everybody to get comfortable wherever you're at, okay? Now, if you're driving a car, if you're cutting the lawn, if you have a chainsaw in your hand, don't do this because, you know, many of my listeners are women, but that doesn't mean you can't be out there with a chainsaw because, you know, I don't believe that there are men's jobs or women's jobs. I believe you can do whatever you want. So who knows? You might be doing something like that right now. Okay, so with that in mind, if you're doing anything that is unsafe at this time, either stop or listen to the replay to the show later on, because we're going to go into a meditation process right now. So I'd like everybody to get comfortable. Take a nice deep breath. Whether you're sitting, you can sit or you can lie down for this. I even meditate, you know, standing up. If I'm doing the dishes or whatever, open eye meditation. And that's something that, you know, you can learn to do as well if you choose. Okay, so everybody just get comfortable. Sit back, relax, or lie down, whatever, wherever you're more comfortable. If you're sitting, put your feet flat on the floor, legs uncrossed, hands uncrossed, on your lap. If you're lying down, just be comfortable, have your body in an open position with your legs and arms uncrossed. Take a nice deep breath in, and you want to breathe in doing belly breathing. And if you aren't sure how to do that, you want to just put your hand on your abdomen, and as you breathe in, your abdomen should raise before your lungs expand and fill with air. And you can practice this anytime. You can probably see some videos on YouTube if you're not sure how to do it. So do your best with this. Take a couple of nice deep breaths in and exhale. And as you breathe in, think about or ask for clarity. Just breathe it in. And exhale
any chaos feelings that you have, allowing any anxiousness or stress going out on the out-breath. Mother Earth will take that and recycle it, putting it into something positive. And as you're breathing in again, now think about just relaxing. Think about what it feels like to be doing the most favorite thing that you like to do for relaxation. Could be sitting on a beach. Maybe it's in a hot tub. Whatever is right for you. Imagine that place in your mind. Think about how good it feels. How good it feels to be there. You don't have to be there in the physical body. You can be there in your mind. We all have the power to do this. Breathing in that relaxation. Maybe you're out in the sun. Maybe you're breathing in the sunshine and the fresh air. I'm sitting here looking at the ocean right now, enjoying a beautiful spring day here in New England. So wherever you are, breathe in relaxation. And always on the exhale, exhale out any stress or anxiety that you may be feeling. Just allow your body to relax, every muscle, every joint. Allow your brain to relax. Allow your eyes to relax and sink deep into your head. As you're breathing in, breathe in a healing light. Whatever color is right for you, if you have any physical problems, right? Not problems, but representations of physical challenges, breathe in a beautiful healing light. Your body will know what's right for you. Breathe it in, allowing it to go all through your body, every cell, touching every cell, every blood vessel, as the oxygen pushes it all through your entire body, through your limbs to your fingertips, all through your brain, cleaning and scrubbing any cells that are out of order, any cells that may be a little bit off, cavities in your throat, through your shoulders, your neck, your lungs, all your lymph system. Just imagine that light just sparkly clean, cleaning it all. Your heart chakra, your heart area, and your lungs, cleaning and clearing, allowing the opportunity for any physical representation that has shown up for you that's a challenger. Allow it now to be released. And as you continue to breathe in this healing light, continue down to your abdomen, all through your organs, your kidneys, your liver, your spleen, your adrenals. Just allow the healing light to encompass it all, to go through every cell, recharging every cell like a battery, a fresh battery being plugged in to be recharged. And again, as you on the exhale, exhale any anxiety or stress. And again, continuing breathing in this healing light, could be pink or purple or blue or green, yellow, white, whatever it is for you. And it may be a spectacular color that you're not even familiar with, or it's just so beautiful and vibrant. This is the spirit world you're connecting to. Allow this healing to continue all the way down through your root chakra, which is located at your hip area, down through your legs, your calves, your ankles, your feet, your toes, and all the way out the bottom of your feet, allowing it to go into Mother Earth so she can be healed as well. Take a breath and send the earth some love right now. We all need love in our lives. And we're going to take another breath and imagine all of those who are listening to the radio show. Many we don't know. Many of each, we've never met in person. Maybe we only know you by a chat room name. Or maybe you just listen and don't come into the chat room. But imagine all of those who listen, the hundreds and hundreds of listeners every week. We're up to over 12,000 listens now. Imagine sending all those listeners love from your heart. Send it on that healing light out into the universe, an energy ball. And as you're doing this, know they are sending this energy ball and this healing light right back to you. So just take that in for a moment. Absorb it. Know that there are so many out there who care about you on a vibrational level, on a spiritual level. We're all connected on this level. Every single one of us. There's no need for ego or names or even faces here. So take another deep breath in, and we're going to come back to the present moment because, oh my goodness, we have just about 10 minutes left. And I want you to have a chance to just come back, bring yourself back, wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, feel yourself back in your body. Now, if you are, after the show, going to be driving a car, or if you're going out to do some yard work or anything like that, be sure that you're really fully, completely back into your physical body, because if you're a little spacey, you know, it's not a good idea to go and get in the car and drive. Now, do you see how quickly we did that? Now, I know I feel so much better just from that couple of minutes of leading that brief meditation. And though it probably wasn't a lot of time, excuse me for one second. We're in allergy season here because everything is blooming. So though that wasn't a lot of time to perhaps hear messages from spirit or so forth, but it was enough time to reset your body, reset your nervous system, and get a little bit of relief. And if you can just do that every day, that in itself is a great thing. It's wonderful for your body, for your mind, and it gives you an opportunity to have new things come in. And if you can do a longer process, then that gives you the opportunity to say if you're going through a struggle and you're really searching, that gives you an opportunity, if you do longer meditation, to get some insight, to get some ahas. I'm right now working on a certification course with Colette Baron-Reed in the Envision process. And it's based on Carl Jung's work. And you use the subconscious mind. And I can't tell you a lot about it because I'm not certified yet. But it's really an amazing process. And one thing for me this week that I have been looking for some guidance on myself is, how is it best for me right now to support my partner in the struggles that he is going through? Because I'm the kind of person who wants to fix everything for everybody. And for men particularly, men are hardwired to be the fixers and the doers. So it's not always helpful for them for you to offer to try to fix things. And we all have our own journey to go through. And if we fix everything for everybody else, then we're taking the opportunity away from them to be able to grow and experience the opportunity. That being said, you know, there are ways that we can be supportive. So I did a process with one of the members in my group, and it's sort of a little bit like using creative visualization. And what I got out of it was I came to this place with a log cabin that wasn't my log cabin, and I couldn't go in the door, but that was okay. But next to the log cabin was a smaller log cabin. And behind the log cabin was a German Shepherd, which was interesting. And as I stepped away and really looked at this scene, I realized that the smaller log cabin was the German Shepherd's house. It was a doghouse. So why am I talking about this and what does it mean? Well, when we look up symbolism and we look up German Shepherd, a German Shepherd, a dog in general means loyalty. And German Shepherd in particular is an extremely loyal dog. So basically what it meant was just to stand by him and not try to fix things. So that was really amazing for me, and it was really important for me to see that and to know that. And if you get into more meditation and learning symbolisms and things like that, because there are things that may appear to you in meditation that can be very significant and mean things. And a little bit more deeper meaning into the German Shepherd, it's about tranquility and peace in solitude and being a friend to your own self, as important it is as to being allies to your friends and family in everything that you choose and to do. So that was really appropriate because I went into that meditation or that visualization process looking for an answer on how I could best support my partner. And that's the answer that I got. And so when you are able to do those things, excuse me, then you can get information like this. So it can be really helpful. And we only have 3 minutes. No, sorry, how long do we have left? 6 minutes left. And because I was in that deep meditation process and I was in the chat room, I had it mend back to the studio page. We have a caller on the line who's been on the line for a long time holding. So I want to take the caller. I apologize for keeping on hold so long. This is area code 561. Last four digits are 5349. And we only have about 5 minutes. So I'm bringing you on now. Hi, caller, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm going through a transition right now, so meditation has really been useful.
Oh, I'm glad. Thank you. I'm sorry to keep you on hold so long. I was so wrapped up in the meditation.
Yeah,
what's your
name? Oh.
Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Nice to talk with you. And
I had left a friend's place a few weeks ago.
I'm sorry. Are you on a cell phone, Lisa?
Yeah, actually, I left a friend about a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And now I'm basically living out of my car.
That's very difficult and challenging. I can totally understand that, and I'm sending you a lot of compassion right now and a lot of caring. I myself have been in challenges, where I've been on the verge of being homeless, and I have family members who have been in the same position. You know, my brother lived in his car for a while. We didn't even know he was living in his car. So what can I do to support you? How can I help you?
I don't know. I guess I just need somebody to talk to, because I try to turn to my family, but, you know, they just don't seem like they're, you know, able to deal with it. I live with my sister's daughter for 18 months.
Uh-huh.
And my sister right now, her husband's on the verge of passing, so she's gone through a lot of emotional stuff right now with her own life.
Sure.
Our relationship's never been able to heal. She mm-hmm. just won't let it heal. You know, she won't forget the past.
Right.
And, there's a lot of resentment and hostility with our relationship, so I just think it's better for me to move on and let that go.
Right. Okay, well, know that it's not your job to fix that, okay? Right now, the important thing is to focus on you
mm-hmm.
and to focus on your own healing. Oftentimes, when we give people the space and take the pressure off and we focus on our own healing, the other relationships around us then have the opportunity to change. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes, you know, it takes a really big thing in people's lives for that to happen. And
mm-hmm.
other times, it can just be the subtle changes that happen for you that the other people start to notice. Okay? So, right now, do you have what you need?
Well, I do have a safe place to live. I'm looking for a job, which makes it hard, because even if I find a job, I've got to have a place to live.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I was living with a friend up until a few weeks ago, and it got very, very bad. I had to leave there because she was getting very emotionally abusive towards me, so I have not been in contact with her.
Okay.
I mean, I'm trying to find a job so I can get back on my own, at least try and rent somewhere.
Right. We're almost out of time. We just have a minute left. If I put you on hold, I can bring you back
mm-hmm.
on after the show. Would you like me to do that? And I can spend a few
yeah,
moments.
That'd
yeah, I can
be great.
Spend some, okay. All right. Let me put you back on hold and end the show. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, my goodness. So here we are, 60 seconds left. I'm going to speak with Lisa after the show. And, you know, I hope that you all got something positive out of today's show. I hope that you can take this forward in your week and in the weeks ahead and really take care of yourself. I love you so much. I will see you next week. Be blessed. Be kind, and I'll see you soon.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na everything will feel great.
I sit and pray cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.